Assam, London, from SC5 to Philly's West Side, just to bring the vibe. And we're feeling alright, said we doing alright, said we doing alright, said we doing alright. Yo, one more time, London, listen. From SC5 to Philly's West Side, just to bring the vibe. Now we be feeling alright, said we be feeling alright. Yo, we feeling alright, we doing alright, why? Yo, you see, I'm getting it in.
I said, I'm getting it in.
I said, I'm getting it in. You see, I'm getting it in. So we be getting it in. Cause that's what's up, we be getting it in. That's what's up, so we be getting it in. So we be getting it in. That's what's up, so I be getting it in. Yeah, that's what's up. Keyshawn, Limitless, Flow Assist, Songstress, yeah. We be getting it in. Getting it in. Keyshawn, Limitless, Flow Assist.
Pastor Michael Grimes and the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, they're coming up next. Plus, we'll continue to take birthdays, anniversaries, and music requests at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
In order to get to what you're looking for, there's a process in life that brings them and bring us through some treacherous time. Time where you would commit suicide if you had to go through what someone has gone through. You just don't know. What do you mean, brother? You don't know. You tell me I don't know. Pastor the church for 12 years. No, 12 years. 15 to 20, about 500. Go through divorce. Then you have a preacher and a preacherette to kill on every corner.
Tulsa.
14 more years outside the pool.
Oh, my God.
Most preachers would have walked up the job.
Yeah, that's all right.
Took the Bible, close it up.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it no more.
That's right, brother. Come
on vacation.
Hello.
And you're coming back.
Yeah. All right.
But because it looks glamorous. It doesn't mean that there hadn't been a price.
That's right. That's right.
And it doesn't mean that you hadn't been a victim.
Yes.
Been victimized. But although you may have been a victim, you can show up and be a victim. Because I am a firm believer that the folk who have talked about you and victimized you, God will turn you around and bless you in their favor. Those that have victimized and talked about you and put you down, God will turn you around.
And
then bless you in the front of the face. Do I have some help in the house? Can somebody in here identify that you've been talked about it and persecuted, misunderstood, but God just turn you around and bless you right in the front? Sometimes they're your own family.
Yeah.
I don't want to go with you. I'm not with your husband and wife. There ain't no problem outside the house. It happens in the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
And God will turn you around.
Yeah.
And bless you.
Yes,
in the front of their face. Saul was consenting unto the death of Stephen. Saul was victimizing the church. They were going into Christian homes and pulling them out, persecuting and then executing.
Yeah.
Execution.
Yes, sir.
Pull them out.
That's it.
You love the Lord? Yes, I love the Lord. Pull me out of the house. Who are you?
My God.
For execution. Watch this. Consented unto Stephen's death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church.
Yes.
Now, at that time, the persecution didn't come from within the church. It came from without the walls of the church. Now, in this city, the persecution comes from within the church. I got to stop. I can't go fast. I ain't too well, but I can teach the day. Now the persecution starts inside. That's why it's so important to have great leadership. That's why it's so important that we have great leadership, because now Satan has found out that he could not really effectuate the church from outside the church. So he said, what I would do, I would get inside, and I will cause havoc on the inside the church. And that's why it's so great to have wonderful leadership on the
inside.
You see, you can't lead the church from outside. You got to be able to lead the church from the
inside.
The doctor can't do nothing for you as long as you stay outside your case. The doctor need to get inside. Man, woman, you can't love her outside of him.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to love her
inside.
I ain't got no help in here. When will somebody help me? You're gonna love her, you got to get where?
Inside.
Yeah.
So the church had its persecution from the outside. Now the church was located, the building was located in Jerusalem. But what took place is on the day of Pentecost, when they were in the upper room, and the Holy Ghost came down and got in the upper room, and all was filled with the Holy Spirit, and Satan got mad at him. What are you trying to tell me, brother? You say Satan got mad at him? Yeah, he got mad at him. Because the Holy Ghost had gotten into the church. And the church was not just only in Jerusalem, but it was in the people of Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
Yes,
in other words, we're getting ready to do something great, grand for the Lord at this church in many ways, from our 501c3 to the building our church. And let me tell you right now, Satan is going to show up. I'm already in prayer against Satan before we do one thing. Because I need you to be in prayer with me before we do one thing. Because Satan is going to get in somebody in here to try to cause havoc in the house. And what he does, he goes from one to the next, to the next, to the next. To the next, until you get it all tied up, and bring it back down to crescendo. So, the leader must ask the other leader to be in prayer before we go to the bed. God has already opened the door there. But if you think Satan is not going to get busy, then you better think again. But we, as the body of believers of the Jerusalem, the New Testament church. Hold on, let me get a little closer here. We the believers of the Pentecost church.
We
the believers of the church of the New Testament who know that Jesus is real. As we come together in our prayer, God will hold him out and put him out of here. So his program will elevate. And men will see our good works and not glorify us, but glorify God. So now, the church was in Jerusalem, and the people were in Jerusalem, and the people became the church, and the church was in the people. And they all were scattered abroad. In the upper room, they gathered. In the upper room, they gathered. They had gathered together. And their hearts were touching and agreeing. And that's what made the Holy Ghost come within the walls of the upper room. They were gathered. But when Saul came with the letters wanting to arrest each and every Christian, watch. They were gathered in the upper room, but here in the text, they're scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now, what the devil meant for good, God turned it around. What the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for good. In the upper room, they gathered. Now they are scattered. And the situation looked bad.